Governor Cuomo is proposing nearly 21% increase in the state's minimum wage from the current $7.25 an hour to $8.75. President Obama, in his State of the Union address last month, proposed increasing the minimum wage to $9 an hour. The plan has given rise to much debate about potential benefits and risks. The governor and advocates say those earning the minimum wage who work full-time make about $15,000 a year, which is not a sustainable living in today's economy. And that extra money they earn will be spent and give a boost to the economy. Opponents say small businesses can't absorb those extra costs and would either have to lay off workers or pass that increase on to their customers. Here to weigh in on the minimum wage debate is Mark Zupan, Dean of the University of Rochester's Simon School of Business. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Delighted to be with you, Beth.
So would these proposed increases in the minimum wage help or hurt workers and the economy in the long run, in your opinion?
In terms of helping the poor, it's a very blunt instrument to get at an important problem. And disproportionately, the people that would benefit from the higher minimum wage don't fall into below the poverty line category. What causes poverty is not having a job. And among the poor, 60%, the ones below the poverty line, don't have any job. So the biggest benefit the government could provide is fostering the private sector to create the jobs that the poor need. But the minimum wage, of those that benefit, they tend to belong to families that are substantially above the poverty line.
So are you saying young people, teenagers, mostly earning the minimum wage?
Exactly. They belong to families. And so while it sounds noble to do, and certainly President Obama has also proposed an analogous increase to $9 at the federal level, but it's the wrong thing to solve an important problem.
Is it not true, though, that perhaps some who are currently earning the minimum wage may be working jobs far below their experience and skills since the recession hit?
And when you look, 26% work only occasionally, have part-time jobs. These are the ones workers below the poverty line. 80% of those already earn more than the minimum wage, so it won't really benefit that group as well. And then when you have to factor in the higher taxes that you have to pay with the higher wages and the higher cost of living, because to a certain extent, companies also pass on some of the cost increases to ultimate consumers, and how those disproportionately hit the working poor. On net, people that have done the analysis, it doesn't help those who really need our help.
One argument that supporters of a higher minimum wage have used is that this could result in less turnover for these jobs, which right now most of them do have quite a high turnover, and that would then create less cost for businesses to retrain workers. Does that make sense?
I haven't seen any evidence that that would actually happen, so it's a nice speculation, but I have yet to see any hard evidence that that would be the case.
Clearly, poverty is a serious and growing problem here in Rochester and across the country. There's little debate about that. Are there any real definitive solutions, at least in terms of what the government could do to try to solve that problem?
The best way is to use a much more focused instrument if we're going to perform surgery to help people without jobs. And the best long-run prospect is by fostering an economy that creates those jobs, that lifts a broader set of boats, as opposed to using a blunter instrument like the minimum wage that disproportionately benefits people that aren't below the poverty line.
Mark, we thank you so much for being here this morning.
Glad to be here, Beth.
Mark Zupan is Dean of the Simon School of Business at the University of Rochester.